Hey. I miss you. I just talked to you earlier and I miss you. You're probably sleeping. I didn't mean to keep you up so late last night. And I know you said don't apologize and that I shouldn't feel bad for feeling any sort of way I'm feeling, but I do. It's just a character flaw. Just how I am. I never want to do anything that's bad for your health or makes you have a bad night's sleep, even if I'm going to. But I know you know that. My day today was better. I think I got all the grieving and sadness out of my system yesterday. And I want to thank you for being there for me. It's never easy to get bad news. And I didn't expect it to hit me so hard. When we lose people in our lives, it can affect us in different ways. You can be numb or in shock or in despair. And I'm glad that you think I'm special enough to be there for when I need you. It was nice staying up until dawn with you, talking, and I know I disappear for a while and come back and try and, I don't know, I guess the term's bargaining. Some sort of grieving term, bargaining. Almost what they let you allow yourself to feel. Not they, but the obligatory they, the they that makes things up. What am I allowed to feel? What am I allowed to do? How am I allowed to react? Everything's so learned. And I'm not the kind of person who can hide emotions well. I feel things very deeply. I love very deeply. I feel sadness sometimes just by being near someone who's sad themselves. But I don't know how I would have handled it if you hadn't been there. It means so much to me. I remember when you were dealing with something similar and I wanted to help, but I know you say that I'm better about talking about my feelings than you are expressing and putting into words. And I think that's kind of a blessing and a curse because you know me, I can ramble and ramble and ramble to no end, and then I feel bad like I'm being annoying. And you just stay quiet because you're processing and thinking like you do. And that big smart brain of yours. Today was nice. I spent it around people that I like, and there was laughter and food and companionship, and I felt progressively better as the day went on. I thought about you. I thought about what you might be doing, where you might be, what you're up to, how your festival was. My festival was interesting. It ended up pouring down rain in the middle of all of it. Everyone gathered under this awning. Not everyone, but those of us who were close to it. We all squeezed together to stay out of the rain and the thunder. Strangers, friends, There's something so intimate about sharing space with someone. Being forced to. I had these blankets with me that I brought so my friends could sit down on the grass. And someone held one up to shield the rain from everyone. I held an umbrella. I had a glass of sangria in my hand and an umbrella. And my other friend held my, well, one of my blankets up to shield everybody in our little area from the rain. We were all drenched anyway. And then a gust of wind would come over and blow and splash us all, and people would scream. Adults were screaming and getting wet, and everyone sort of thought it was funny. Sure, there were kids around, scared of the thunder before it started raining, but what are we afraid of when we get wet? Is it the cold? Are we afraid that if we get wet, we'll melt? Are we that sweet? Good night, darling. Now it's raining again. Stress.